Hey, Colin Kane is here.
What's up, Jason?
I just want to clarify before we talk to Colin that when I was talking about going on a vacation to Cannes, Tully informed me that you're going to Cannes, Paris, or something, Cannes in France. No, I'm going to Cannes in the Outback. It's very, very cheap to go to Cannes in the Outback.
It was very impressive. The entire family was going to be...
I was flying...
I think that's why we were talking about Mediterranean women.
What am I, the father from Home Alone?
So not C-A-N-N-E-S, C-A-I-R-N-S, like Cairns.
Yeah, but I say... And people in Australia say Cairns.
Right.
Sorry. So, yeah, I'm not going to the film festival with the family. I mean, I'm just going to...
Your loss.
So, yeah. What a fucking needle in the eye. So, anyway, I don't know much about you, Colin. You just told me that you are from New York and you've never been to California before.
First time here, yeah. Got here yesterday.
Well, welcome to the West Side.
We be coming!
What?
I don't know anything about you. Just I know that Opie said that you're a cool guy, so I figured you must be a cool guy. And I didn't really look at anything on Twitter until recently, and now you're here. You're a really good-looking guy for a comedian. Is that a weird thing for you? Because comedians usually use... their afflictions of their face to be funny.
Yeah.
I feel like you're that attractive that you're not funny. Do you get that, Mike?
I can see where it would
be
challenging.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Don't look at me. No, there's actually...
very ballsy. With that kind of face, it's very ballsy.
Dude. No, it's honestly... it's some comics, yeah, some fat fucking, he's self-deprecating. I'm a comic at heart. It's just, this is the way they look. And I don't fucking... if anything, I'm not one of those people on the looks and shit like that. That shit, I can't stand that shit.
Are you married?
No, single.
Do you have sex with a lot of people?
Yeah, a good amount.
Good. I mean, I don't... black girls?
Nah, never been.
You're a white-ass looking never motherfucker. Been. If I'm a black chick, I feel like you wouldn't be able to handle me.
Every time, too. And whenever I say...
you got rhythm? You go to the side and stuff? Or are you more of a... you know what I mean?
But every time I say fucking I've been with a black girl, say the same thing to me every single time. They're like, uh-huh, you don't know what you're missing. I'm like, yeah, probably my wallet.
Wow.
Huh.
Yeah.
So you're a racist, good-looking comic.
You like that?
The edge of edge.
Good old-fashioned New York City racism.
Do you ski?
Don't ski. Used to when I was younger.
You used to ski?
Yeah.
You really are white, huh?
Nah, dude.
Like a real white dude.
No.
You're not?
Just because I haven't slept
with
a black girl?
Would you have sex with a black girl?
Right now in the studio?
No.
I have a feeling you set something up. And
I didn't.
LaGuardia's going to walk in.
I didn't
in
know you
something.
Were racist until 3 seconds ago.
I'm not racist at all. I crack jokes. It's all fucking a jest. Yeah, yeah.
He's Mexican. How do you feel about him?
As he's delivering you drinks?
You look like Nick Diaz.
I don't know who Nick Diaz is.
He does, dude, with his eyes.
You don't look like Nick Diaz? You don't know who Nick Diaz is? One of the greatest fighters in the world of MMA.
Yeah, I've been out of it, man. I've been in Kentucky for 2 years.
You've been in Kentucky? What are you doing in Kentucky?
I was going to school.
How come you do shit so fast and you're from Kentucky?
Alright, well, half of it is I got a scholarship to run track, so...
Oh,
you can run!
Oh, so you're fast.
Dude, he does look like him in his eyes. You just nailed it right there. He does.
You look like an athlete. You do.
I am an
he
athlete.
Does.
You are an athlete.
You also look like you're high.
No, I'm not high.
Pussy!
Joking.
Hey, go get high.
Tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Go get high and laid. Preferably a black chick.
Come back with an African-American woman.
Fuck some black chick on behalf of Colin Kane.
Is that the new chat?
And his racist fucking neo-Nazi dick.
No, dick, dude. I was just fucking busting around, dude. I actually fucking make fun of everybody. Like, I don't fucking have any hate at all.
Do
dude.
You make fun of good-looking people?
Yeah. I mean, in my shows, I mean, they rip on everybody. Dude, I like... black people are actually hysterical. Especially at shows, I do a lot of black rooms. Because some comics, they can't do black rooms.
Black rooms?
Yeah.
Just black people?
Just black people. I was Paul Mooney's opener for like 2 years. He saw me. He hates white people.
I like Paul Mooney.
So do I. And he saw me. He's like, I want you to open for me. This was like 3-4 years ago. And then I just started doing his shows. And with black audiences, they smell fear. If you're white, the minute you start, you know, you start shaking, they'll just eat you. So you just got to be aggressive with them. But actually... they enjoy that aggressive kind of in-your-face humor. And again, it's all in jest, dude. As far as black girls, there hasn't been a black girl that I really saw that I'm like, you know what, I want to sleep with this. That's the only reason why.
Do you have sex with ugly people?
I mean, I have when I used to party. Fuck yeah, everyone has.
There was just no black chicks around. You probably hang out with a lot of white people, right?
No, I got a mix of friends.
You got a mix of friends? You got some black friends?
Yeah.
You ever fuck their sisters?
No.
That's weird.
No.
I try to fuck all my black friends' sisters. Well, not anymore, but...
is that your thing? Black chicks?
You know, I'm a big, huge fan of everybody, really. But, yeah, okay, for a while there,
Asians,
I was pretty black.
I think Asian girls are fucking smoking.
You bang a lot of Asian chicks?
Yeah.
Okay, well, see, there you go. You're kind of, you know what I mean, like you're saying it doesn't happen because you're in the wrong crowds, but you're actually on a search for a certain kind of lady.
It's not a search. Like,
it is a weird thing. You fuck a lot of Asian chicks. I don't fuck a lot of Asian chicks. Back in the day, I didn't fuck a lot of Asian chicks because I didn't hang out with a lot of Asian people. If there was any Asian chicks that were interested in me, I fucked them.
Yeah. But would you fuck anyone if they're interested in you?
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. Well, because you don't play, like, Asian rooms, right?
No, Asian people, they don't go to comedy shows.
But you found the Asian women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you play black rooms and somehow missed the black women.
No, I used to play black rooms. I mean, I play everything, but it's not...
You used to play black rooms, but you never had sex with anybody there. Obviously, you're very hilarious. You told some jokes. Did any black women want to have sex with you?
Yeah,
you didn't.
Tons, but you don't want to fuck your fan base. I mean, that's like a rule.
You've never fucked a fan?
I have fucked a fan, and then they went from a fan to super fan. They went from fan to super fan, right. And then to fucking stalker.
We're going to keep on. We'll ask a couple more questions. Are you ready to hear my prediction?
Go for it. He's fucking, I can see the fucking wheels turning right now. He's got fucking six questions in a row. Look at him, dude. He's totally fucking icing it up right now.
I didn't even have to ask them. Michael could ask them for me.
What's that?
Go ahead, Mike. What's our next question for Colin Kay and the racist?
This is, dude, I'm not racist, dude.
Are we going to go down the
that one joke was just fucking around.
That was the edge of edge jokes, really.
It is interesting. No really attractive black women ever like threw themselves at you?
Yeah, dude, they have. I just haven't fucked them.
What about a black Asian?
Black Asian?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Probably one of the greater mixes on the planet,
yeah,
I believe.
That's a good mix.
A Blasian? No. I don't know. Black Asian?
The Camorras?
There's a lot of brothers.
Well, the one without the zebra neck. That shit looks like it's snapped off and reattached.
I feel like every time you see a Chinese girl, an Asian girl with a black dude, the black dude's always got a bald head. That's what I've noticed. And also, yeah.
I think a lot of dudes, black dudes have bald heads.
Yeah, that's just a common style.
I think it's getting very challenging for black men in today's world to have cool hair.
Yeah, cornrows is cheesy.
They just give up entirely.
Yeah, but Asians can rock any hairstyle. They just don't put product
in
it.
That's because they never started anything. They're just like a fucking 80s band. They're just a copy of everything. I don't give a shit about them.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tully. I know you're
marrying one. No, absolutely. I'm engaged to a Japanese chick.
Cool.
He fucks her.
Yeah, she loved the show, so I fucked her.
Yeah. This show? No,
you know how it is, Colin.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, she manages my fan club, yeah.
You know what, though? Like, it was honestly, like, I mean, obviously, yeah, there's tons of chicks at shows, and it's easy on stage because you got that whole rock star image. But honestly, dude, I'm getting older now, and it's like, dude, you know how it is.
You are old. You're 31.
31, yeah.
You don't look it. You look young as shit.
Yeah, 31's not old, dude.
You look like a baby.
Like, what, 25?
It's something like that.
Yeah, but I'm 31. I mean,
somebody punched you in the face.
Yeah, I got my ass kicked many times.
Your nose broken.
Not broken. Why, is it crooked?
Yeah. A little bit. It's the only thing that doesn't... Well, maybe it's not, but that's the
maybe
only thing that...
Maybe just the way you're looking at me? I don't know.
It is a little bit. You got hit something bending it.
But it's good. Some chicks, though, she's fucking... It's just empty, though. I mean, you've been there, dude. Have you not been there when you just fucking fuck girls all the time? It's just empty after a while?
Well, I wasn't listening, so I don't know if they're empty or not.
Yeah.
You know? Long-term relationships are for pussies.
Yeah.
You know? If I had sex with people that are empty, I mean...
No, do you feel empty? It's an empty feeling.
Oh, do I feel empty?
Yeah.
Well, I think I have sex with people to ease the pain of whatever it is that got me into doing drugs and fucking whores in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if you're fucking whores all the time, it feels so good because it's not what you're doing in the rest of your life.
Of course, and plus, if you're sober and shit too, that's actually it's a high for you. It's a drug, just like fucking.
It is. It's the start of it. It is a connection with the rest of it. They go hand in hand.
One addiction to the other. I mean, I fucking stopped drinking and partying. I picked up a microphone and literally just taken. It's been on a fucking wild ride.
So you were drunk.
Yeah.
You're an alcoholic.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I mean, I pretty much, you know, those expressions. I got off the basement before, you know, excuse me. I got off the elevator before I went to the basement.
Right.
I like that analogy. I mean, I didn't drink every day. I didn't drink vodka every day and punch my mom or anything like that. I just fucking knew that where I wanted to go in life and what I wanted to do, it just wouldn't help. And I'm fortunate that I got fucking...
Right, you seem like a smart guy. You're a good-looking guy. We know how the world treats good-looking smart people. For you to not be successful is kind of disrespectful to what God gave you.
You know what? I don't want to be like a fucking ultra star or anything like that. I'm a comic, man. I want you all to come to my fucking show, and then you guys can actually fucking ask me questions.
I think that'll make a big difference.
Dude, it would. Yeah. I know for a fact
because you can't do your act here. It's cheesy.
No shit.
I mean, we need to know you.
Yeah.
But I know all the people on Twitter love you.
Yeah.
Everyone speaks very highly of you.
Likewise, dude. Every time I fucking plug the show, the loyalty. I mean, like I said, ONA fucking told me about you, and then he fucking was like, pulled me aside. He's like, when you go out there, talk to Jason, he'll hook you up, said really nice things. And then when I tweet about it, just the amount of fucking tweets that people come through for the
show.
Anybody
say they want to have sex with your kids or anything?
Yeah, you get the twist. You know the people out there.
Yeah, I do know them, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Believe it or not, they want to have sex with my children also.
Yeah. So it's cool to have that type of following. You know how that is, but... as far as success, man, I'm a comic and I'm just kind of doing my, like, just telling
so
jokes.
So you wouldn't roll with the sitcom deal? Because I feel like if you really are that funny and you're that smart, I mean, once again, I don't want to fucking go out with you or anything, but yeah, you are a good looking guy.
I appreciate that.
That's the sitcom thing, like the triple threat, right?
I know, but dude, I just want to be happy. And honestly, I love telling jokes. I mean, that's who I am.
What about movies?
Yeah, if the role, it's my,
that
like,
would be cool,
if
right?
it's my like comedic sensibilities, but I'm not going to sacrifice my comedic integrity for some cheese.
You love it.
Some cheese dick show. You know me comics? You know guys who fucking start out and they come out here and they get a sitcom and they think they're hot. Right. But that's just not funny, man. You're this show and ONA, you guys are fucking honest. And you say what's on your mind and it's fucking respectable. And I feel like a lot of people, they get like carpet bombed. They do every audition and they just hope to make
right.
it. I just want to be happy. And I'm happy chilling in the studio right now. Mm-hmm. Just shooting the shit. I'm doing two shows tomorrow and here in L.A.
Where are you doing the shows?
Acme Comedy Theater on La Brea. Mm-hmm. It's my first time there.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, yeah, hook you guys up with some tickets. Are these also,
what days?
Tomorrow, 8 and 10 at Acme in...
At 8 o'clock.
8 and 10, yeah, two
a
shows.
A guy like me is conscious at 8 o'clock.
And then,
the 10 o'clock one's just an insult
yeah.
to me.
Yeah, and then Friday I'm doing House of Blues in San Diego. That's 9 o'clock on Friday. And then Saturday I'm doing this place called The Purple Onion. I think it's just a small comedy spot in San Francisco. I'm doing 8 and 10. So I'm just excited to get out here and do shows. But
so you really love the comedy thing. You're like really proud of it, I can tell.
Totally.
To the point where you'd be like, fuck you, TV people. I keep it real on my, in my scene.
I've walked out of auditions. I have a tough time smiling when people tell me to smile.
I just feel like you can, because I, you know, if it wasn't for Opie,
yeah.
I would have already written you off before you opened your mouth.
Really?
Because you just look like a clueless fucking pretty boy to me. And I'm like, oh, your joke, you ain't selling no joke to me, Tosh. Oh, like, I don't give a fuck about
fuck
your shit.
Fuck Tosh, dude. No, Tosh is...
But
dude.
I can already tell that you're, you're a new... Because a lot of comics... I don't really like having comics on because they've got this weird old thing that they do. It's like this weird fucking... Bojang. I don't know the fuck they're doing, but it's like this... They're old, and they're like... They live in this weird... Where they all hang out, and they did a lot of drugs, and fucking... Oh, those are the days. I can't believe I'm still alive. You got any coke? and I'm like, God, you crusty motherfuckers with your same fucking shit. You're all the same. Do they hate you? Because I feel like you're sharp, new.
Yeah, there's a lot of envy and there's a lot of hate, but I used to be real hateful when I started because I used to crush rooms and then I'd be miserable. I used to fucking play for thousands or hundreds and I'd fucking walk home, put on my iPod, listen to Eminem on the subway, like a fucking movie.
Yeah.
And be like, what am I doing? Questioning it. And then as I channeled the hate and I started to really just appreciate my fans more and it's been a fucking loving experience, man.
That's the way it goes, man. You're on your way.
It really is. And as far as to go back what you said about like, the difference between the old school comedians and the hate. Yeah, there's a lot of them, especially in this town, just doing the same 10 minutes, expecting the fucking world come to them. And they're not saying anything worthy. They're not saying anything that's going to rattle cages. And I don't say shit just to shock people. I'm a fucked up cat, and just the way I'm wired.
Right.
And I just kind of say it. So, you know, it's real cool.
It does seem like the comics who've been doing it like 20, 30 years or so, they just kind of just get worn down by doing club show after show after show. They kind of like lose any sort of edge they once had.
Yeah. I mean, it depends why you're doing it, man. I love going to shows and seeing some table of tough guys in the front just like staring at me, be like, make me laugh, and then I could actually get them laughing hard. I really fucking want you guys to come to the show, and you guys will fucking...
You know, I always talk about going to people's shows. I want to go to Steve-O's show, but it was late, and I just don't... I try to go to sleep at, like, 9:30.
Yeah.
That's my thing, because my kids get up at, like, fucking... Sometimes Tiger gets up at 4:30, and if I didn't go to sleep at 9, I'm fucked. It's just my... And then I take, like, 2 days to recover.
I'll tell you what, how about this? We'll do this. Obviously,
but 8, I can do.
You got a lot of shit going on. It sounds like you go to bed early. Totally respectful. Any of your listeners, actually, they can hit me up on Twitter or Facebook, and I'll get them discounts. They come, they'll fucking tweet you and let me know how it is. If you can't.
Yeah, well, they
it.
Won't lie. I would have to take a general gathering because obviously there'll be a couple of people like, worst dude ever.
Well, dude, of course.
I think he has AIDS.
Dude, that's exactly what they're saying.
Pretty sure I just gave his mom AIDS in the parking lot.
That always amazes. There's always that one dude. Yeah. He's just full of hate and he has no dreams and he's going to crush other people's.
Is that
and
what
like,
it is?
You just always is. There's guys who fucking hate you. You can look online. Yeah. There's a hate. Mm. It's just how it is. Anyway, my Twitter, if you want, it's Twitter/ColinCane. And it's Facebook/ColinCane. You guys send me a tweet or Facebook, and I'll definitely hook up all the listeners to all my shows.
There you go, Alice fam.
L.A. tomorrow night, and then San Francisco.
Want to go tomorrow night, dog?
At the Acme Comedy Theater?
Yeah,
okay.
Because I can do tomorrow night. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
Thursday night, I can't. I'm going to fucking Devin's thing.
Just fucking listen to us. It's
Devin?
We're fucking lame.
It just
lame.
Took
we're
like
lame.
19
we're,
minutes to realize.
So
you were like, I'm going. You know
I'm
what?
So lame.
Who's Devin?
My daughter.
What is she, a recital?
I don't even know what it is.
It's always
told me this morning.
When I tell people I'm a comedian, they always say, like, when do you do your skits and your recitals? That's what they say when they don't know. Like, when's your showing? When's your jamboree?
Like, does your family have any realistic sense of what you do?
My dad is fucking one of the biggest influences. He passed down the funny bone, but I just took it to a whole new level, man.
So he's seen your shit.
Dude, he's sick, dude. He, like, putting fucking Fancy Feast cat food in my lunch when I was, like, sixth grade.
You put what?
Cat food in my lunch.
That's pretty funny.
He's a twisted
talk. Sounds like a great guy.
Yeah.
And he makes... Dude,
we did that the other day when we went that Nixon trip thing, and a bunch of dudes put cat food and put corn chips and fucking crackers around it. And because I was the only dude, they said they're the only dude that they were worried about me eating it, because I have that whole thing, if you don't know me, you think I might actually do something. I'm not going to tell anybody otherwise, so cool. It actually worked out. And this one, they're like, dude, just so you know, that's cat food, so don't eat it. But we're going to go give it to everybody else. And I was like, oh, cool, all right, I'll fucking stand here and watch that. And straight away, my boy Sal Masekela, who used to work for E or whatever, just walks over and goes, scoops, just chunk a huge one. And he's like, man, it tastes like cat food. And I'm just I'm standing right next to him, and I'm like, cat food?
Cat food.
That just sounds... Why would you say something? It tastes like cat food. Then he had it like fucking five more times, and I just stood there next to him until somebody told me. And then he was going to fight people. He was very angry.
It's the weirdest thing. This tastes exactly like cat food.
The first thing he said when he bit a huge chunk, it's like cat food. I was like, well, that's weird, because it's obviously not. But yeah.
Yeah. It's like they, in college, I think it was some party, they put like non-alcoholic kegs in replace of the real alcohol.
Ooh,
and they just watch people
just watch the college
just watch
drunk,
the fucking bullshit happen. Yeah.
Wow.
I think it was some party.
That's a TV show.
Yeah. I lived in Florida for like 2 years, and that's where I was just down in Miami thinking
I would love to watch fake drunk people every night on TV.
How do you feel about drunk people?
How do I feel about drunk people? You know
general.
What? At first it was hard.
Yeah.
It gets easier.
Yeah.
For me, I don't really, it's not, you know, I was trying to... Drinking was like, I'm not really a drunk, I'm just a fucking, like a little bit suicidal, but like I'm doing the chicken shit version of it, you know what I mean? I'm not jumping off the building, I'm slowly doing it, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like that was sort of my game plan. I wasn't really addicted to it, I was just addicted to, you know, like, ending it.
Yeah.
Because I was just so, I had such a pissed off dark side that I was like, oh yeah, well then fuck me. It didn't make any sense. Now when I look at it, it's not even a... Because now if you pour beer... You know, there used to be a thing, like, I thought if you poured beer on me, like, oh, I need cocaine! You know what I mean? I thought that would happen. I remember my wedding. Ken Block bought us a bottle of Cristal and fucking gave me a glass of it. You know what I mean? I just quit. You know what I mean? Like, completely quit everything. And I had the glass and, you know what I mean? The Cristal to me was... I can't afford that. I'm like, how the fuck? And that's in my hand. And everyone's like, cheers! You know what I mean? And I put it in my mouth and I was like... And then spat it back out into the glass because I didn't think that I could swallow a mouthful of champagne because I thought that would send me on a, you know, I mean, I would be Vegas! Who's got the fucking cracking horse?
Yeah.
Fuck you, in-laws! Woo!
Just find you 3 days later downtown.
With Mike Tyson tattoo on my face. Yeah, so, but, you know, now it's different. And the fans, whenever I do things, you know, why should everyone else not be allowed to get buzzed?
Of course, dude. No, I'm with you. I was curious to see what your outlook was.
I'm okay with it now. Nobody bothers me.
Yeah. No one bothers you?
Nah.
Wow, dude.
No, nobody at all. If it's 2 o'clock in the morning, it's my fault.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be at a fucking club at 2 o'clock in the morning, you tight ass fucking cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
I don't do anything.
Everybody's screaming.
I don't do anything cool anymore.
I'm sitting. I got here last night with my manager, and there's a couple of porn stars that are fans of mine, and they invited me to this party. And
who?
This girl, Ash Hollywood.
Not whatever.
Blonde hair, she's cute.
No, we only deal with like hardcore,
legit ones.
Yeah,
I guess she's coming up. Literally.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. But she hit me up on Twitter. She's like, yeah, come over. She was close to where the hotel was. And like, I didn't want to go because she's all partying and getting all fucked up. And I don't know what the porn star scene is. I don't chill on that.
But you had sex with the porn star?
No.
Right.
You?
What's
the difference? Are they...
Oh, your dick's in a movie. It's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, you look there and you're like, it's like the TV. It's like you put your dick in the bottom of the TV and you're looking at it.
But like when you
fuck, like, you slap it and do
could
all
you
these
tell
weird.
Like you were fucking a porn star compared to like a girl, you know, some girl you met at the bar. So the way that she treated, and she was raw and dirty or what?
Well, Well, so some of them were, yeah.
I mean, the impression that I have is a lot of porn stars, like, if you started dating them, eventually you might get to know the real
them. I never dated them.
But if you just have a one-night stand with them, it's just, they understand.
They go straight into work mode.
They're putting on a performance.
I feel like, so, I feel like they think you expect a certain piece, and I feel like the other thing was, for me, I was like, I'm not auditioning for you.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I have.
The pressure.
And if you don't like it, I don't really give a shit. And I could kind of tell it was already, the person that who it was out of her fucking mind, and I believe that we had all agreed on this before anything happened, and it was just for the ride or whatever.
Mm.
And I don't know if she enjoyed us. I couldn't tell you. I don't really give a shit. I think she did, but I think it was like a demo. But they have tricks. They can do things that normal girls can't do.
It's like, exciting. You
know,
yeah,
I'd like sleeping with her, but I would never. I like. Those girls. I have friends that come on here all the time that I haven't had sex with. I really like them. I like Jessie Lee. I think she's a cool chick. But I would never go, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be insulting to her. And get, you know what I mean? Like, having a conversation with my wife and having a conversation with Jessie Lee. It's like, I gotta wake up in the morning with you and shit, and I can't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've got too much going on up here for that. I get, I mean, you're just like, yeah, but, you know what I mean? Fucking parking ticket or something. You know, I'm way over that. We live up here and we do like a bunch of other stuff. We're not just all about sucking dick all the time.
Yeah. No, of course.
But my wife won't take it in the bum. I mean, I think I could if she wanted to, but it would
You've never?
I've tried. I kind of have, but
her and she took it out.
I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. Like, I'm like, killing you so that I can be like, yeah, my wife does it in all, whatever I want, in every hole. I am the man. What's up, everybody? I'm going to tell everybody, I'm fucking my wife in the ass now. What's up? And then I realize, her vagina works great. This is ridiculous.
And that's why I'll always think a little less of you.
Thank you.
You'd probably come in here cheering and announcing it if you actually did.
My buddy knew this chick who was saving her vagina for her husband. She just took it in the ass.
Yeah. But see, I've had sex with a lot of girls that have bum sex, and it works. Yeah. And I can tell the difference. When it goes in, they're having fun, and it was easy. I've had sex with girls in the bum where they're like, okay. And I'm like, okay. Like, fucking, how about we just don't fucking do it? Like,
It's not fun if you're in pain this whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, some guys get off on that. The fact that it makes them, you know, maybe...
The dominating thing?
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
It's
taboo.
I'm not a mean person. I'll role play with you. Like, if you want me to fucking hurt you, and it is really hurting you, but you agreed beforehand that you wanted it to be like that, okay. Mm. But if I'm like, oh yeah, that you can, it's too big, is it? Well, then here it is. Disgusting, dude. That's so mean.
Yeah.
But I'm saying some porn stars have like a bum, like Joanna Angel has an amazing bum hole where you can do her with no lube. Brags about it all the time.
She's a natural.
At any day, you can do her in the bum, and she really likes it in the bum.
Just like an isotoner. Just slip it right in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that, if my wife had that, well, then there'd be a lot of bum sex happening. It's not. You get over it.
Yeah.
But well, watch out for herpes. That's my only thing.
No, of course, yeah.
Because in porn, they don't test for that. So always ask if you're going to have sex with a porn star, do you have herpes?
Just assume. I mean, really.
No, don't assume.
I'm not saying assume.
Think about our friends at burningangel.com. Joanna doesn't have herpes.
No, I'm not saying every porn star has herpes. I'm saying enough do that you may as well act as if that they do. There's a strong enough chance that they do.
Okay, yeah, good point. No, because I've always thought that, and that has stopped me in my single days of having sex with porn stars.
Yeah,
I thought.
I don't know.
I could get herpes.
I don't know if I'd fuck a porn star. I don't know. My point of the story was she invited me over and like she was all partying. Like, am I going to sit in the kitchen and try to fucking talk to all these people? And
oh, is everybody else there?
There's a party there. I don't want to fucking stand in the kitchen and fucking eat polio string cheese and just fucking.
Yeah,
be
but
weird.
It would only have been for about 20 minutes.
No, I think there was heavy people. There's a lot of people there.
You couldn't have gone in a room and banged in the bathroom or something.
I mean, I could, actually. I mean, yeah, what if? I mean, it's all, you know, I don't know what could have happened.
Fair enough.
So you're not
fair
a fan of just the standing around eating and talking bit that goes before the sex that might happen?
Well, she's a porn star, so...
Eating and talking to porn stars is entertaining. They have a lot of cool shit to say in 30 minutes. It's 2 weeks later, the bit I'm worried about.
Yeah.
You can't be in a relationship with them. They put other people's penises in their mouth all the time. I am too jealous of a boyfriend to handle that. I can honestly say that. If she sucked 5 cocks on Saturday, I'd be like...
And you're going to meet the dude.
Oh,
and he's not gonna,
he's your friend.
And he's not going to be a cool dude. But you can't, in the same way that, like, if you meet, you know, somebody, your significant other's, like, coworker, you can't be like, fuck that guy. But that's what you're going to want to think about this guy. But this guy doesn't just work with her. He fucks her.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they go to Vegas sometimes for autograph signings and fucking they get drunk and start fucking each other and they can, whatever it is, and that's just life.
And don't think this guy's not going to be giving you the vibe of, you know, like, oh, you're actually taking care of this one? Yeah, I just fuck her.
Yeah.
And get paid for it.
I shot five loads in her mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like 20
you're
minutes
kissing
ago.
Her.
Exactly.
Loving your
There's
eyes.
There's no way she cleaned all that out. How's it going, buddy?
Yeah. She has my loads.
Got any beers in the fridge?
Off it's hot, Drinking my beer. Coming in my wife's mouth.
You don't need that.
You don't need you, Nobody needs
you've
that.
You've got more to offer.
You do. You do have a lot to offer. So you don't like Tosho, huh?
Do I not like it? No, he's doing his thing. I don't want to fucking...
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, I don't want to hate. I mean, he's killing it right now.
I don't hate anybody.
He's one of the fucking... He's hot right now.
He's got an annoying face.
He seems unfunny.
I don't like him because he's one of those fat, skinny people, and I don't trust fat, skinny people. It's like God gave you a gift, and you're desperately trying to insult it. It's like a fat Asian. Doesn't make any sense.
He's doing his thing, so... he's doing
Unless
his
thing. Unless you're a sumo wrestler. Sorry.
Yeah. Do you dislike him, or...?
Sumo wrestlers?
No.
Love him.
Tosh.
Those guys are man.
Yeah, there's way more guys than Tosh on TV.
Who makes you laugh, Jason? I know your friends
Mitch
do,
Hedberg. Did I enjoy him before he died.
Nick Swartzen, you like his show.
I love Nick Swart Dog. Who else do I like? I like Joe Rogan.
You like Norton?
Norton. I have never heard much of his material.
Wow.
I know. I don't listen to much stand-up at all.
So you just kind of do the radio and then leave and go family. It's like the same things. Nothing in between.
Yeah, I'm very... I mean, I love music, and I don't get to listen to any new music unless he puts it on my iPod.
Yeah.
I just try to... Because, the more I do the show, you preach it enough, you believe your own shit. You know what I mean? I, like, get out there and live your fucking life and get your priorities straight. So, okay, when I leave, I should... In the morning, I should fight, and in the afternoon, I should hang out with my wife and kids. Because that's what I'm preaching.
Man. But when you have a minute on those off days, when you go on a vacation, you should definitely listen to Norton, check out Bill Burr.
I totally would. I love Bill Burr. Dude, he comes on the show. I like Bill.
Bill Norton.
He's the comedian's comedian.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. we were torturing him for an hour with that one.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Nick DiPaolo's really funny. I mean, these guys are really... Corey Holcomb, he's a black comic.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, like some of these guys, man, they're just fucking monsters.
You know,
man.
And they always have massive comedians on
You know
the
what?
Show.
He actually, Opie and Anthony, they, I don't think it's like the number one radio show I could think that actually helps comedians. Like,
they are for them.
It's amazing, and it actually, a lot of the, like, Louis C.K. pops in all the time.
Louis C.K.'s the man.
That's the reason why Opie, I used to work with Jim Jeffries.
Yes, the stranger, right? Yeah.
You tell me you haven't listened to him.
I haven't listened to him.
And he's Australian?
I don't really like Australians.
Oh, it's like that?
Oh, well, you know, they pissed on me, so fuck them.
All right.
I love America. That. Bruce Springsteen, baby.
He's here. Jim Jeffries is here. Like
I'm a Jersey boy at heart,
and
really.
He's doing his thing. That's another one. But I used to work with Jim Jeffries a lot at Caroline's. And Opie saw me, and then Opie actually invited me on the show, and that's how it happened.
Because he was at Caroline's.
Yeah, he would come out all the time, but he's always helping.
I'm a fucking good guy. He's the only guy on radio that had anything nice to say to me when I was coming up. I mean, I know I'm still coming up, but...
Yeah.
As soon as I started to make a name for myself, I felt like the big guns were like, well, fuck that dude. And he was like, man, you're really good. I like you. I was like, wow. Thank you, the one dude that is a peer that has said something friendly to me. Yeah. Everyone else was just like, fuck, you suck. And I'm like, what? I didn't even... Okay.
Right. I seriously do respect. It seems like you're like a stand-up guy. Like a lot of guys who get into stand-up comedy, they're doing it because they're trying to go into something
stepping
else.
Stepping stone with acting
stepping
or
stone something else. Yeah.
I've gotten auditions just because like they see the way they look and like, oh, you should do like a Tylenol commercial and stuff. And like, dude, I'm awkward sometimes too. Like, I'm not as smooth as I look. I mean, I like kind of ripping on people, and I think it's the funniest form of comedy. Like those roasts on Comedy Central.
Those are the things that I love. I love those.
Yeah, I know that those. That's just it's the funniest form of comedy like that. And the idea is to get to the point where you can make fun of somebody and have that person laugh with you. That's like the art of
That's funny you mentioned that, because I did some stand up one time with Shuli and Bubbly.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
I smoked weed and I had a panic attack on stage, and I didn't write down any material, so I was beyond not funny. And I left from the stage to my car to have a panic attack and take a Valium. But then I did a roast for Carrie Hart for his birthday. And I was really funny.
Yeah.
Because all I did was fuck with him and everybody else in the crowd, and I knew the people that were going to be there.
So you
it was
felt
my
more,
world.
Yeah.
And then, what's his name? A mega comedian came out after me.
Greg Giraldo.
No.
Greg Giraldo.
Who's the one that they hate, the good-looking guy? Everybody hates him.
Dane Cook?
Yeah, Dane Cook.
Yeah.
And he said, give it up for Ellis. It's the fucking funniest dude in the building. And I was like, wow, that dude just gave me props, and I know that dude. He's a famous comedian. That was
pretty
cool.
That is sweet.
But
that was
a lot. But it is way, for some reason, it's way easier to just fuck with everybody instead of telling a joke.
Yeah.
It just flows. The asshole just flows for me. I'm like, hey, my old agent was standing there laughing, and I was like, fucking. Until like Pink was like, get off the stage, and I was like, I'm not done with your fucking agent.
Just I did this. It sounds like you were in your zone and you kind of let it rip.
I felt like it was I could
hear the studio, right?
Yeah.
It probably just felt like that, and that's the zone you got to get into. I mean, but obviously, nerves is they say nerves are like the strings of passion. It's important to get that just before you fight. I'm sure you get a little, right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't really do it very much. But, yeah, when I have done it, I was very nervous, yeah.
But that's normal,
but
man.
But you get to do it all the time.
Yeah, you know what? When I do get nervous, I just say to myself in the head, I go, this is what I do. And as simple as that sounds, I go, just walk up there and just fucking make people laugh. This is what I do.
How often do you make new shit?
A good amount, actually, just because this is all I do in my mind. You know, you probably have a fucking...
Do you hate repeating yourself?
Did I just repeat myself?
No. I'm saying comedians tell jokes and then they do another one. Like, you did it on a set at 8 o'clock and a set at 10 o'clock. You say the same jokes twice, right?
No, I change stuff up. I have a good, say I'm doing like an hour, I have at least 25, 30 minutes. Sometimes I don't like going up there with bits and just kind of going with the flow and just see if my fucking synapses are hitting and I can go. That's a fucking gift that I swear, dude. I don't know how I do it sometimes.
I feel like that's the only way I can take you serious. I feel like the weirdest thing for me was to watch comedy, because I've never watched it at all, was to watch... No disrespect to any of the comedians that I've seen, but them say the same joke they said yesterday. It was like a... Because I wrote down jokes one time, and then I wouldn't say them the next day, because I couldn't do it. It felt weird.
Yeah.
But I get you've got, like, does Slash feel bad about playing fucking, at Night Train? He's done it a million times, but for some reason, it's a joke is different. Even when I listen to... Because the only DVD I ever had was a Mitch Hedberg thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear the joke... Like, after the fifth time, I'm like, all right.
I mean, obviously, if you want to be prolific, you obviously want to write more and more.
As you
get older and you do more, the material kind of falls out of you.
Yeah.
But if you want to be great in this business, you got to write a lot and you got to take risks. And that's what I try to do. I mean, sometimes some of my bits don't fucking work. It's awkward as shit.
How is that when it's like a complete
shit
failure?
Show? I mean, I bomb still. I mean, that's just even the big dogs. I mean, it's still normal, yeah.
You got to test it, though, right?
Fuck yeah. You got to stay. I have, this weird switch in me that, literally, in those movies, they have, a lever that, goes down. Hit the switch. And you put it down. I have, a switch like that that says, I'm just going to do my shit. And people ask me, do you bomb? And I do bomb. I was talking about this last night with a friend of mine. I sometimes say, I didn't bomb. I basically was in a room with people who just didn't get my sense of humor.
Yeah.
I like saying it like that.
Yeah.
Because some people... You like fucked up shit.
Yeah.
I'm sure I heard you in the fucking inside. You like fucked up shit.
Charlie's disgusting.
Every room is going to be different.
Road Dogg sucks himself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so like the stuff that you're cracking up at, there's someone out in the street right now like, oh my God, that's not funny. It's so subjective. But
of course.
If you just honestly, if you do what you think's funny, you're bulletproof and you can just do your thing and be happy doing that, that's all I'm trying to do. And I fucking have this look. But honestly, dude, it's kind of the antithesis.
Yeah. I mean, there's something wrong with you. I think Jim Carrey is the kind of guy who, could get, a million laughs, and then the one
Why do you got to say Jim Carrey, dude? Did I tell you the story? My fucking ex-girlfriend fucking left me for Jim Carrey?
Yeah!
Don't worry. Did Opie tell you to fucking tell
me?
No,
don't worry. She'll be coming back soon.
You fucking dick, dude!
Did she really?
No,
you got a little dick or something.
No, I
don't know nothing about it.
Okay, well,
you just fucked yourself. We could have moved right along.
No, because I thought you fucking did that look.
Your chick left you for Jim Carrey?
Dude, I fucking
did. Did you call him? Did you ever call him?
No, I don't know him. I don't know him.
You fucking got in his face and called him.
I didn't.
You saw the fucking lie
I don't know
face.
Him, dude. I don't know
You didn't get his number or text him or nothing.
No, dude. This is just a quick story. I don't want to take up too much time, man.
No, take your time.
Tell me to shut the fuck up. I don't want to.
When did Jim Carrey start making the moves on your girlfriend?
That's sarcasm, you fucking.
You heard him. He's like, so let me get this straight. When did.
Dude, it's just a quick
story. Did you introduce him to her?
Dude, listen. I fucking met this girl. She was a model. I got seduced. Hot, beautiful girl. She's like an international lingerie model. She's gorgeous. I met her. We went out for 7 months. She broke up with me. She has a lot of problems, like many fucking models do. She was like,
yeah, we know, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely.
7 miles fucking painful.
So, anyway.
Continue, good-looking comedian.
She's like, listen, I can't be with you. And the thing is, she had all these problems. And I said, listen, I can stay with you, and we'll make it work. And honestly, I'll help you. I care about you.
Yeah.
And she goes, I need to be by myself. And she's in those circles of, really rich people, and I cannot stand people like that, man. It's the fucking fakest shit in
the world.
Like
me when I fly 17 people to Cannes.
Yeah.
In Paris.
Yeah. Anyway, long story short, I see her on TMZ.com fucking like 2 months after she broke me with Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey rebounds with Hot New Brunette, and I don't know if they're together. TMZ's job is to manipulate that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Point being is that...
Oh, he fucked her for sure.
You know what? And it's actually, I learned from it, man. I learned from it. I'd never want to be with a chick like that.
She probably learned from that, too.
Dude, she's all...
Jim Carrey's just in it for the body.
You know, it's like, I can't hate Jim Carrey because he's probably having fun, dude. He's like, you know...
Oh, he had a great time. He had a great time with her. I'm so positive.
I love the direction he's going with this. This is great. So that's what I learned, man. That's what I learned. Even like girls here, I mean... What is your opinion? I mean,
you will not have that sort of trouble with girls in Los Angeles. I assure you.
That's
just like
they're
one
straight here.
It's like there's sort of a 1950s thing that never went away here.
Loyal. That's what I
loyal.
Oh man, exactly.
But that was
they're just not impressed by money and glamour and things like that.
No.
But doesn't that? Isn't, I mean, I don't know. How does that make you feel, man? I hate chicks like that, dude.
It's weird because you loved her in such a short amount of time, which means you didn't love her, you were just in love with her because she was
the
so hot.
The concept of her.
Yeah.
There was a period in the beginning where I did fall for that, because how could you not?
You're a man.
And then, as time went on, I kept it so real, and I treated her like a small town girl from London, which she was. And that was
she was English?
Yeah.
That's your first fault.
So that was the deal. Mm. And then, as time went on...
Probably only wanted to go out with you because you look so young.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was pretty...
Well, man,
hey, by the way, met her at a show.
You met her at a show?
That's
met
what I was just going to ask you.
There you go. There goes the black thing again. Two things.
Yep.
Here it is.
Right. Jim Carrey.
You're either racist or you've got a little wiener.
I'm not
It's
racist.
The only way.
Dude, I don't,
it's the only
I don't
thing.
Have
You
a
can't
huge...
hang with the Africans because you're scared that they're going to freak out on your white boy dick. And why is it, sorry to put you into a tully, that you're all into this Asian thing because it's fucking scientifically proven that you have little vaginas, Asian people. Tampons in China are smaller than tampons in America. Scientifically proven. Do you two on the other side of the desk, is it big dick on this side and little dick on that side? Rodog, are we the champions?
I'm happy. I'll go with that. I'm just sitting here.
He's above average, just so you know,
Colin.
You got a big hog?
7 inches.
Yeah, he's tearing through all races.
Wow, shrugging those shoulders at Colin, right? That was very offensive.
No.
Above average. You're all right?
No, I'm good, man. No.
Okay.
No, dude, not racist at all, man. I know you're busting my fucking chops.
But Jim Carrey's never dated a black chick.
Fuck Jim Carrey.
If you went out with a black chick.
Is this some sort of neo-Nazi gangbang thing going on here?
Dude, I actually have no fucking...
You call fucking, whatever his name is, Carrey, whoever the shithead is. Who was he married to?
I know he was married to Jenny McCarthy.
She was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, she was actually funny, man. I remember those old school skits.
She was
sketchy.
Funny.
She's new twist.
You're
dark.
Like the male her.
She's like the dark version, isn't she?
It sucks that nobody really likes men. You could have your own TV show because you're funny and the chicks would love you.
Yeah, but look at you, man. You're fucking so happy doing this shit, and this is who you are.
I
man.
Love it.
And you're keeping
Pig in mud.
I can't tell if he's fucking with me or not. I can't get a read for him yet.
Radio's very, very glamorous.
Yeah, come on.
I'm sure Obi
Anthony
will
tell you. Don't talk to Obi and Anthony off the air. Do they tell you how much they love doing this?
You know what? They're Obi's positive. Sure, yeah.
Anthony's crushed.
Anthony, I don't talk to you that much. No, I don't. Obi's always fucking... He's always up.
Speaking of Obi and Anthony, didn't they make world news today?
They did. They got
with a cock shot.
World news.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're saying.
Surprise! I mean, they got involved in the representative Anthony Weiner, a big brouhaha that's brewing in Washington D.C. I think Andrew Breitbart went on. He's this big time journalist who had a picture of his unclothed dick that nobody else has seen.
Yep,
of Weiner's dick.
Yeah, of Weiner's dick. And he showed it to Opie and Anthony, and they were able to take a picture of it on their phone, and they put that picture on the internet. Yeah.
So if you're interested in seeing a picture of a cock.
Yeah. Very exciting.
Google that shit.
But they made it on. They made world news with this dude's dick on Twitter. They did it.
They did. Very exciting.
Did I get in trouble for that?
I don't. Why would you get in trouble for that?
I got in trouble the other day for putting titties on my Twitter.
Did they yank it?
Huh?
Did they yank the picture?
I think
they
so.
Pulled it down.
I think there's some sites that you're allowed to, and there's some sites you're not.
Confusing stuff to me. I don't
understand. We have to ask the porn stars to come on our show, because they know the sites you could go to where you can post tits online.
Yeah. Well, the porn star told me that I could put tits on my Twitter.
Right. You got to use, like, YFrog instead of TwitPic or some bullshit.
Can Irish
are, we, people, are we all men having this conversation?
Can Irish people fucking explode Twitter? Whatever they're called, the fucking friends of you two, can they fucking explode
Twitter?
Oh, the
IRA? Yeah, please. Irish Republican Army, finally do something useful.
Yeah, fucking blow up Twitter and Facebook.
Give up on England.
Save us.
The ship has sailed.
Wait a minute. They want us to go down in a blaze of Twitter glory.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas for our restaurant we were talking about before?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
You can do stand-up at our restaurant.
What's the restaurant?
Because he does it. I don't mind eating food around him telling jokes. A lot of comedians make me lose my appetite. Very ugly people. They have a nice face. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll continue eating my burger while he talks about dick jokes.
So what? Give me a little.
Twitter's still coming up with some names for it. The best one we got in the last 20 minutes was KY Deli.
Huh. Apparently the next generation Hooters are all growing exponentially. So there's room in the market for someone to do Hooters, but actually good this time.
And I'm going to open up a restaurant on Sunset next to my radio studio.
We're considering a place where waitresses all have weird boobs.
Mm. Mm. Called weird boobs.
Yeah, or lumpies.
Yeah.
Lumpies. Yeah.
How do you feel about eating around chicks with saggy tits and eating a restaurant called Zimbabwe's?
I don't like saggy tits.
And black people.
The food will
be awful. Dude, I like black people, dude. How am I going to prove to you that I like black people?
There's only one way you can prove it.
Dude, come on, dude. I got to fuck one in the studio
at Acme Comedy Store.
You've got to.
that's right. That's my closing bit.
Is it tomorrow night?
It's Thursday night, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Acme and on La Brea in LA.
Colin will fuck an African American on stage.
I'm gonna be known as this now. You're fucking branding me in this.
You'd be like, an African American chick walked into one of my comedy sets and I fucked her.
That's what it is, yeah.
Hey, I love your show. I'm like, man, everybody's got to go to this guy's gig. He is off the wall. He's crazy. Fuck chicks on stage.
Ruthless. You know what it is? People always ask you, like, what's your type? You always get that. But honestly, it's just whoever I'm attracted to. It's not like I'm obviously the certain attributes and things you look for in a woman. But overall, it's just, you know, what if the girl is black and I'm attracted to her and she has everything else I want in a woman? Yeah, it just hasn't happened.
Oh, a lot of whiteness?
It hasn't happened.
She's really, really white.
A hard to define Huxtable thing.
It just hasn't.
You want to fuck Huxtable? What about if Lenny Kravitz had a daughter? Would you go for that?
Oh, man.
Just try to fuck the Jewish part?
Oh, shit.
If you want to talk to Colin, it's 866-YO-FACTION. If you want to see shit that Colin does, it's at Colin Kane. At Colin Kane on Twitter.
At Colin Quinn.
Quack.
And brain damage,
Steve. I'm going to go. Maybe it's next Thursday. Give me your info, because if it's next Thursday that the kids thing is, then maybe it's not tomorrow. Maybe it's tomorrow's Thursday.
Your thing might be next Thursday.
I'm going to some Xbox shits tonight. You're coming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
E3 something.
I got my jet ski back, right? Oh, back on the legs, starting to feel pretty good. Feeling pretty good about it. Maybe I should do a jet ski demo this weekend. Are you in L.A.?
I'm here till Friday morning.
You want to go jet skiing?
The water fucking scares me a little.
How come you don't like black people? We can get along.
Freaks me
hang
out,
on the
man.
Couch, terrified of going in the water together.
That would seem to be something you have in common with a lot of black people.
Right. I know. I was gonna go there, and then I knew he'd fucking jump on me.
Trust me, we already knew you were going there.
I was gonna say that.
With a bunch of other little mumbles underneath.
I don't know. Just the fact that knowing not what's out there, man, just freaks me out. I don't know. It's just the fear that I have.
There are sharks here.
You think there could be black people under there? Help! The black man is getting eaten by the ocean.
That's right. Instead of the fin, it's just those rolled up jeans. You know, when their ass is too big and like the belt does the alligator roll. It's just that appearing. It's just that popping up in the water.
You see some Tommy Hilfiger boxers going up and down.
Oh man! No, just
what? Yeah. I didn't even wear Tommy Hilfiger.
That's what they rock out here. Tommy Hilfiger?
Black dudes wear Tommy Hilfiger? They do?
I didn't know anybody wears Tommy Hilfiger.
I'm with you on that one. Does anybody wear that shithead's boxes anymore? They do?
I'm sure people do.
What do black guys wear when it comes to boxes?
I thought Tommy Hilfiger was anti-Semitic. I might be wrong about that.
Like he does seem like himself. He hates black people. Very Colin Kane.
He hates everybody.
What kind of underwear you got on?
I got G-Star underwear.
G-Star?
G-Star, yeah. You know
what? Just when I thought, no, I just realized I'm so gay. It's crazy. The fuck did I ask you that question for? Jonathan in New Mexico.
Hey, Jason. I got a name for your restaurant y'all can make.
Yeah.
It's Blumpkin Plumpy Burgers.
Yeah, what about just Blumpkin Burgers? Come on in and get a blowjob while I take a shit. Like, if that doesn't make you want to eat...
Take a shit.
What about a hot dog and it looks like a shit in the bun? You know what I mean? Like, it's just the whole shit... Yeah. Eating shit pot.
Nobody's doing that.
No, it's true. Untapped territory. Man,
my boy got hammered in Ohio, got shit-faced, went back with a chick, took a dump in the bed. He was so drunk. He woke up. She was sleeping, didn't know what to do. Took the dump, wiped it on her, put paper towels in the bed, wrote a note, "You nasty bitch, don't ever call me again."
I'm more offended by that than your racism. But that's the most offensive. Are you friends with this guy now?
But I haven't talked to him in
you
years.
You got his phone number?
No. I talked to him like 10
years
ago.
Because I would like to fucking call this dude on the radio now.
But this is like 10 years ago in Ohio. He fucking emailed me and he called me, told me a story, but he got so drunk he shit. I'm not going to stand peeing, but how drunk it to be to fucking shit? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's funny. I'm just, I didn't do it. Don't fucking.
No, but I don't understand why you don't just, you know I mean, just remove the poo and leave, or just leave. Why poo on the girl?
I don't know.
She knows she didn't poo.
Yeah, there's no way a woman is falling for that.
Yeah. Dude. What? Oh, I'm so nasty. Like, no, it didn't happen that way. She was like, oh my God, what a fucking asshole.
He's embarrassed, or maybe in the moment. Sometimes you don't know what to do in those moments. You just don't think right. He probably just did that. But that's nutty. Run?
Yeah. With the turd, too. Moose. Run with the turd.
Yeah, you gotta move.
Skid mark, you might get away with it, but a full turd?
Yeah.
Come on. I don't even think it can be a full turd. If you drink that much, it's gonna be a diarrhea. Yeah,
it's gonna be very liquid.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I'm just passing. Sorry, dude. This wasn't me.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Yeah.
I don't know if Tommy Hilfiger hates black people, but his son was a rapper, briefly signed to Swiss Beats as a label.
Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Maybe he loves black people.
Goes by the stage name Rich Hill.
Well, maybe he hates black people, and his son got a record deal with black people to
rebel.
I'm sure he doesn't.
Massive poopies? Who doesn't? You're sure who doesn't? Will?
I think he's trying to defend Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh, yeah.
They're good friends.
Oh, he hangs out with them. Will hangs out with John Varvatos. A lot of designers. John Varvatos, Tommy Hilfiger.
Will, John, Tommy, I'm just talking about clothes and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, he loves the racist designers. About, yeah. White people can't swim and designing new underwear, you know.
Oh, yeah. He appeared on Oprah's show and made racist remarks, and so she called for a boycott of his merchandise.
Yeah!
Wait, he said racist things on Oprah's show?
Well, I know, what? That kind of changed. I know, wait a minute, this guy could be an icon.
That's according to Wikipedia. An email said...
Well, then we know that must be true.
Right.
Isn't my middle name fucking Nicholas Jack Me Off or something?
Yes, it is.
I gotta get more information on that, because that seems bizarre.
I mean, I need video of him saying racist remarks to Oprah Winfrey on the Oprah show, and then him leaving, and then she starts to attack him.
Yeah, then she attacks him, right. Yeah. Okay, that was actually a hoax that was perpetrated in 1998. That did actually happen.
Very evil, very evil.
Wikipedia.
I'd also like to clarify on behalf of evil racist pranks, Colin is not a racist. I can tell he's not a racist. He's just one of those guys that doesn't feel the African-American vibe, because I believe he's got a very, very Caucasian face, and it throws them off. And I understand, because I'm a very white guy, too, and it took me a while to get across to the African-American ladies that I was indeed in the running and was a huge fan. And I've seen a lot go on numerous times, Colin, where I'm looking around, and they're like, shh. And then I'm like, nah, it's like this. And they're like, oh, it's... Well, then fucking right on. I might give you a chance then. Many times. So understand.
Yeah, no, just be honest and keep it real. You got nothing to worry about, especially...
So, I can see Colin's judging a book could go bad for you sometimes, because you're not even a good-looking girl. I believe life is delivered to you in a way that you might not... It's hard for you to appreciate some of the things in life, because no one's treating you the way that you should be treated.
Yes, I'm a big believer of that, yeah.
And I feel like when you walked in, I thought something of you, and obviously I knew that there was something else because Opie wouldn't bring in a bimbo in you, but I could see if I didn't know Opie and I didn't know you and I met you, I'd be like, I don't know about this guy. Who the fuck does he think he is? It's a thing that you can't be because of your attractive whiteness. It annoys me. The Bone Thugs in Harmony that is in my soul... does not appreciate it. But I can tell you're a good guy, and you're sharp, and you're funny as fuck.
I appreciate
and I'm
going
to figure out right now if I don't have to, I'm going on Thursday. We should all go. Everyone should go tomorrow night, right?
It's crazy that it should be difficult for us to all clear 8 p.m. on a Thursday.
You can't go. Can you do it?
I think I can.
Right.
But I mean, just,
you
yeah,
have
just
to do
it.
You have no life at all.
That's not true, but I am free 8 p.m. this Thursday.
Exactly.
All right.
Same thing.
That's okay.
Yeah, that'd be good, man. I appreciate that, yeah.
We're going to check it out. Follow him on Twitter, at Colin K. Colin, thanks for coming on. Enjoy Los Angeles. Remember that a lot of porn stars have herpes, but if you ask them, and they say they don't, they don't. I believe them. If you can't believe a porn star, when you ask her to have if she has herpes before you fuck her, then you may as well just give up on life.
Yeah. Give up on the whole human race.
And just to say one more time, man, you got me on the show, man, and like I said, I want to help all your listeners, man. You guys hit me up, and I want to get everyone discount tickets and hook them up, because that's what it's about. You guys took a chance to me, so thank you.
At Colin Kane on Twitter. It wasn't even a chance. Opie's only recommendation of anyone ever was you.
That means a lot, man.
Yeah. And I love that guy. So, thanks. And anytime, dude, when you're here, when you're on your successful journey, and you know, maybe next time we can come in and hook you up with an African-American?
I know that if I come in again, there'll be something going on.
There'll be three of them for you to choose from. Because I know you might not connect with two of them. But one of them you're going to connect with enough to have sex with them. You've already said to me that you do have sex occasionally with girls that you don't really connect with.
Yes.
So, if you are single...
I am single.
Why wouldn't you have sex with one of the three lovely African-American ladies that I have
just for
you?
Just because there's five flip cameras on me and you're screaming at me in the background?
No. On the show, you say you want to go on a date with them, and then date with them, and then she comes back and tells me...
I'll tell you what.
How you fucked
her. I'm going to be here. Just my manager's outside. I'm going to be here like every 3 months.
Is he black?
No, he's white. He's whiter than me. I'm going to be every 3 months, but if you want to do something like that, I'd definitely be down for that.
Let's talk to your manager after this and write it in, because that is a bit.
All right.
White man.
We're doing
it. Let's call it the keys of the piano with Colin Kane.